أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today, because we've been talking about Surah Al-Qiyamah, which is Surah number 75, let's just have a brief look at the Day of Qiyamah, because in essence, it is a subject most graphically described in the Quran. The Quran gives a vivid picture of this day in various places. If we look at Surah Al-Inshiqaq, for example, Surah number 84, he starts off by saying, "Idha sama'a unshaqqat," when the skies will be torn apart vertically. وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُكَّتْ, and it is something that it was destined for it, because it obeys its Rabb. وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ, you know, mud is to stretch, when the earth will be stretched out, flattened. وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَقَلَّتْ, and it will take out everything that's inside its belly. Sort of all that was in the earth will be laid open. If you can imagine the earth as a ball, which it is, it's a sphere, imagine it opening up and everything laid out flat. My goodness. So let's see what Quran says. The heavens will tear apart. The earth will be changed from its global form to a flat, leveled plain called Mahshar. Throw out everything that's in it. The sun and the stars will sort of just go off. Can you imagine? Just like a power cut, gone. The mountains will be plucked out and float away like candy floss and disintegrate, and everything will be destroyed and then reconstructed and revived as a massive accountability place. Imam Ali describes it as the world is disintegrated and Qiyamah draws near. Allah will take them out from the corners of the grave and the nests of the birds and the dens of the beasts and the graveyards of the dead. They will be running towards his command to the place fixed for their final return. Groups, quiet, standing in rows. All of them will hear the call of the caller. On them will be the clothes of helplessness, the cover of submission and humility. At that time, all excuses will be useless. Hopes will be cut short. Hearts will sink silently. Voices will be toned down and sweat will be like a rain reaching the face and fear will increase. The ears will hear the thundering voice of the announcer calling them to the final judgment and award of punishment or reward. On the day of Qiyamah, each will be given his record of deeds. Not a single look, a thought, or a deed will be omitted. Those who do good deeds or whose good deeds will exceed their bad deeds will be given their record in their right hand, while those whose bad deeds exceed their good deeds will be given their record in their left hand. Just reading it makes your hair stand on end. In Surah Al-Haqqa, Surah Al-69, he says, فَعَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَاوْ مُقْرَأُ كِتَابِي إني ظننت عني ملاق حسابي فهو في عيشة راضية. The one who is given the book in their right hand will say, "Ah, you read my book. Indeed, I believe that my account will reach me." So he/she will be in a life of bliss. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِي, but the one who is given his book in the left hand, فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِهِ, oh, I wish that my book wasn't given to me, وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِي, and that I'd never known what my account was. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَ, I wish that death would have been my end. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِهِ, and no profit of me had been my wealth. حَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِي, my power is gone from me. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ, it will be ordered. Seize him or her. ثُمَّ الْجَهِيمَ صَلُّوهُ, and bind him. Put him together with the burning of Jahim. My goodness, just reading it makes you sort of shake. Life is a journey, and a journey can only be made fruitful and useful when a destination is expected. Movements and journeys are useless when there's no arrival. Existence would be in vain if it was just a constant repetition of arrivals and departures with no real destination. The world is known as the first day, and therefore the departure is the world. Qiyamah is the arrival. Imam Ali says the world is a place to leave behind, and the hereafter is that of an everlasting residence. Qiyamah gives a meaning to this world because movement and struggle have no meaning without a goal. So the goal is to succeed, to reach our full potential in the dunya and the akhirah. And accountability means to keep away from injustice and to be able to do as much good as possible so that we leave the world a better place than what we found it in. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be of those who will be given our book in our right hand. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alim.